837 FM Talk 106.5. Of course, whenever somebody agrees to be on the radio with us that is running for District 2, what I always do, Hampton Harris, is hang up on them accidentally. So, my bad, Hampton. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, glad to have you on. This young guy is running for the Republican nomination for Alabama, the newly formed Alabama District 2.
Yeah, and it's about that time, Hampton. I mean, I'm sure for you time has flown, but we're about a month and 20 days from Super Tuesday when everyone goes to the ballot box and puts in who they want to represent the party in the general election, and you are one of the, I believe, 8 Republican candidates left standing. This is a huge race. You've got, I think, another 9 on the Democrat side, at least 8 on the Republican side. Why'd you jump into this race?
Oh, for sure. So I jumped into the race because I actually own a small business in the district, and seeing the crippling effects that all the regulations and taxes and this economy has on our businesses in the state is unbelievably bad for all of our small business owners. And additionally, I went to law school and worked with a bunch of veterans in the legal clinic, and seeing the way that our state is treating our veterans, and I have both my grandparents are veterans, and seeing the way the VA is treating them currently is appalling. And so that's something we need to do, is help those who served us, both active duty and our veterans. And my wife is active duty Air Force as well. And so it's our military right now is more focused on pushing a political agenda than it is on protecting our nation. And so all of these combined aspects made me want to get in, jump in the race and run and make this country a better place for me and my children and bring it back to its where it was. And over the past 4 years, we've seen such a decline in our nation, and just trying to get in there and make sure that myself and my children have a great America to grow up and grow old in.
Veteran homelessness increased by 7.4% last year. That was one of our three big things stories this morning. Hampton, I would think that any and all Republicans that are in the field kind of feel the same way you do about those issues. Why should we prefer you to the others?
For sure. So I am the most conservative person in this race, and I also have very strong ties to veterans. Like I said, one of my grandfathers fought in Operation Buffalo in Vietnam, and he was one of the few remaining of his platoon when they got back. And my other grandfather has some significant medical problems as well, and just watching both of them struggle with the way the VA treats them and trying to get the help they need for both PTSD and medical treatment and those types of situations, it's very close to home for me and the veterans. And then as well, like I said, my wife is Air Force, so seeing that as well and having extremely close ties to the military in that regard helps me to also be a better candidate for wanting to take care of the veterans. Mm-hmm. I'm also very young, and I think that's an asset. I'm 27 years old, and most of these politicians that are up in Congress right now, they're putting forth plans 20, 30 years down the road that come into effect, and they won't even be alive. I won't even be retired. So I have to live the choices that I make in Congress, and my children will have to live the choices that I make. And so I think that is a very big asset as well, and it makes me a top choice for this election.
We're talking with Hampton Harris, candidate for Republican primary in AL2. And Hampton, one of the things in our neck of the woods we talk about often with this newly redrawn district is just the size and the makeup of District 2, which takes a whole lot of the city of Mobile, including a lot of the port, and then stretches north and then east all the way to the Georgia line and covers Montgomery as well. But our worry down here is that we'll get a candidate who doesn't understand Mobile. It doesn't understand Southwest Alabama and how important the port and things of that nature are. What have you learned about Mobile here over these last couple of months that you've been running? How will you, as a candidate, view Mobile if you make it up to D.C.?
For sure. So Mobile has a lot of very specific needs that are, it's a very big hub of industry and development. The port there is attributed to one in every seven jobs in the state is attributed to the port. So it's a very big player in Alabama's economy. And the port is also the second fastest growing port in the nation. And so they're trying to make sure that we can get a deepened and widened mobile ship channel down there, and also help bring industry to Alabama, bring more industry. We have a lot down there right now. We have Airbus and a bunch of other industrial businesses down there. And we need to bring more and also be able to help lessen the regulation on these businesses. And because regulation is stifling our economy, we have extremely high fuel prices. There's so much diesel fuel used, and diesel is more expensive than gasoline because of EPA regulations. And so we need to lower these regulations, increase our energy independence here in America, drill in the Gulf, drill in America, bring down the pipelines. And that will not only help our industry, that will help our farmers, that will help everybody to be able to afford more with their gas bill going down, because everything that we do relies on our oil-based products here in America. And so we need to make sure that we can keep those costs down for the industry down there in Mobile as well, and lowering all these different regulations that our government places on businesses, because it really makes it hard, especially for small business owners as well, to be able to operate in such a regulatory environment. And myself, I've owned a real estate brokerage in Montgomery, and I've sold $12 million of real estate since I opened 2 years ago, and just seeing the amount of regulation that goes into owning a business and how much the government wants to, it seems, put you out of business. We need to make sure we take that power away from the government and take it away from D.C. for sure.
Hampton Harris is running for the Republican nomination for Alabama District 2. You opened the real estate firm in 2022 and you graduated from law school in 2023. So you're a guy that no task seems to be too tall.
Yes, sir. I love to make sure that I'm putting my full into everything I do. So I'm working my way through law school, trying to make sure I can afford these extremely high school prices and being able to juggle those as well, I believe is a strong asset, and being able to deal with the number of different people I dealt with, both in law school and my legal career, and as well as real estate. And I did a lot of work for investors in properties in Mobile and know a lot of the industry. I work a lot in commercial real estate as well. And so seeing the commercial side of Mobile, I was down there a good bit with some of my clients that were looking down there for investment property. And so it's a it definitely helped me to be able to see how to work my hardest. And that's kind of the way I was brought up. I have six siblings, and I was homeschooled throughout high school, and so I was instilled with a strong work ethic and made sure that all my values are deeply rooted in Christian conservative values, and to never back off of your values, to make sure that whatever you do it for the Lord and don't back down and do it with all your might. And so that's the way I was brought up, and that's the way that I've been facing everything I come across as I go forward in life.
Hampton, one of the big discussions last cycle, 2022 and 2020, was Club for Growth. They played a big part in many of the races around here that PAC did, and there's been a lot of talk about the House Freedom Caucus as well, and we're seeing a lot of that in our District 1 race, which is below District 2, of course, between Barry Moore and Jerry Carl. What are your thoughts on what former State Senator Dick Brubaker had to say about Club for Growth in the House Freedom Caucus just a few weeks ago, where he's kind of trying to stay away from both with a 10-foot pole?
For sure. So I support the Freedom Caucus. I would love to be a member if I get elected. And I really support the number of individuals up there doing great things to making sure America stays first. Representative Jim Jordan up there, and our current Congressman Barry Moore up there being a member, and as well as the Club for Growth. They really helped get a very conservative backing up in D.C., which is what we need to make sure we take some of this power away from the D.C. government, because the only way we're going to be able to, and Donald Trump says this often, to drain the swamp is to remove power from D.C. We got to make sure they can't control every aspect of our daily lives. And so I believe that I would love to be a part of that and would back those that are on the Freedom Caucus.
Hampton, you said you were coming down this way soon. What's later on today, what's that all about?
So later today, I will be at the GOP Forum there in Mobile. It is open to the public, and it will be tonight at 6. And actually, I believe it starts before then for the meet and greet. And I know both Representative Jerry Carl and Barry Moore will be there, and I will be there as well. And we'll be having a meet and greet with the candidates and a forum so everybody can get to know everybody.
Excellent. Okay, well, good. Where's that at tonight, Dalton? That's
oh boy, I had it pulled up here just a second ago. This will be at the Holy Cross Lutheran. Okay, well, I'm seeing Holy Cross Lutheran Church on Airport. So I think right next there to IHOP there, okay. Airport. But looking forward.
They have got changed locations due to I got an update this morning. They said they had more people than they were expecting.
Okay,
they changed locations.
Okay.
So, reading the latest email now, just to make sure.
Okay.
Is the Mobile Marriott 3101 Airport Boulevard.
Okay, that's the Marriott just on the other side of the interstate from us. So good central location.
Yeah, make sure everyone knows exactly where to go. Hampton, we appreciate your time this morning. Hopefully we'll get to talk again before Super Tuesday. Best of luck for you in your race for the primary in AL2, and thanks for coming on with us.
I really appreciate y'all having me on. Thank y'all so much.
You got it.
How can people find out more about your campaign, Hampton?
For sure. So my website is HamptonHarrisForAlabama.com. I'm also Hampton Harris for Congress on Facebook, Instagram, and Hampton Harris AL on X.
Thank you so much, Hampton.
Thank you.
All right. There you go.
Hampton Harris. For sure, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And we'll add that to our list of interviews with candidates we've had at fmtalk1065.com. You'll be able to listen to all those as we head into Super Tuesday.